This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. On this Labor Day, I hope you have some time to take some time to stop and reflect. The truth is, we can get so caught up in the day-to-day routine of life that we can get to the point where we are just going and going and going. Some people only think about making the daily routine work, that is, just get through the day without any mishaps. They remind me of the man who built a machine, and this guy works hours and weeks and months getting it to be just right. And people would come and see what he had done. They admired his machine and how it operated with an apparent masterpiece of innovation. But when they asked the man what it did, that is, what its purpose was, he looked at them like they were from another planet. "What do you mean, what does it do? What does it do?" he asked in astonishment. "It just runs. And doesn't it run efficiently?" All the machine did was run efficiently. Maybe you know someone like that machine. They run smoothly, but they have no purpose in life. They can get the to-do list done for each day, but they don't know what the to-do list is supposed to accomplish other than act as a guide to get them through just another day. Then there are those who have a purpose, but no plan as to how to accomplish it. I mean, they're like people who study travel catalogs. They know where they want to go, but they never make any plans to actually get there. They just dream about going. And there are people who want to make a difference, who have an idea of what they want to do, who know they are meant for something more in life than just getting through the day, but they never make any concrete plans for getting there. Or if they do have a plan, they never start the journey. Okay, today's Labor Day. I hope you don't get so involved in catching up on this and that you don't stop and reflect on who you are really, where you want to go, how you plan to get there. So seize this day, this Labor Day, enjoy it, but take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I doing? Where am I going? What do I want my life to look like when it's all said and done? It's not easy to ask those questions, and unless you've already given them some thought, you probably won't get through all of them today. But at least you can look back on this Labor Day and say, that's when I made a start. That's when I began to really think about my life. Back several months ago, at the beginning of this year, when I was recuperating from shoulder surgery, I had some time to review those kinds of questions, and I came to some new conclusions. I guess you might say revisions, which I won't share with you now, but it did help for me to go back through that process of asking those questions. And even though I'd already asked them and answered them before, it takes time to reflect and reset and reorient ourselves from time to time. You see, we forget. We get involved. We get busy, and soon we're just doing stuff, and we have no idea why we're doing some of that stuff. So I plan to review what I'm doing and why I'm doing it today. There's a Latin proverb, a phrase, memento mori, which means remember that you have to die. Actually, I think it's quite a popular tattoo, and I don't recommend that, but the phrase is memento mori, remember that you have to die. Remember, there's a beginning here on this earth. It's called birth. And there's an ending here. It's called death. Now make everything in between those two count, really count. And then come back here next week and join me right here. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking